Hello, my friends. I'm Reverend Daniel W. Round Sr., a Will to Win Ministries, and welcome to this Will to Win Ministries podcast. We say here at Will to Win Ministries, we're realizing God's purpose through total dependence on God. What I want to discuss today, having to do with the current events of our day and how people are protesting and over police brutality and the injustice of Breonna Taylor and the tragic death of George Floyd. But what I want to talk about is how to stop reacting and respond. You know, I'm a true believer, my friends, that Jesus, he never reacted without a purpose. He always responded. And there's many biblical examples I can give you, but it's one in particular that I want to share with you today. It's found in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 41. It's the story of where Jesus visit his closest dear friends, Mary and Martha, the sisters of Lazarus, who he rose from the dead in John chapter 11. And he tells them, I am the resurrection and the life. But in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, the account goes like this. Martha is busy preparing, and she's busy making sure everything is running smoothly, and she gets kind of annoyed that Mary, her sister, is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to the master teach. And I imagine Mary, she just taking it all in, sitting at the master's feet and learning and soaking everything in and having some quality time with the master. Martha, on the other hand, so she comes to essentially invite Jesus into her chaos. She's so wound up. Tell Mary to come here and help me. I imagine that she wanted to draw Jesus in to the way she was feeling, to get excited with her. Jesus, he didn't react. He calmly responded. He said, "Martha, Martha, you're worried about so many things. Mary has chosen what's best, and it will not be taken away from her." So you might ask me, "Reverend Daniel, what does that have to do with what's going on in today's society?" Here's my point, my friends. And listen to me very well. My point is this. Some people are so outraged of the injustices of the police brutality that they're letting their emotions get the best of them, and they're not thinking. I'm not saying their emotions are wrong. I'm just saying when you allow your emotions take the best of you, you can't think. Listen to me, hear me clearly when I say this. I agree with the protests. I agree with the premise of it, that they want they're seeking for change. But what I disagree on is burning down people's building, burning down people's property, shooting at a police officer two police officers that were just minding their business. They were doing a job. They were trying to do a job. All through the Bible, my friends, Jesus had the perfect response to every situation. A friend of mine, we were talking about this, and she was saying, "Yes, but Jesus, didn't Jesus show emotion when he went to the temple and saw the people using it, the temple as they were selling sacrifices. They were making profit off the temple." And Jesus showed real raw emotions. And I said, "Yes, he showed emotions." But we have to remember, Jesus is God, and God knows all. God knows our hearts. He knows the motive of men. when people are reacting and not responding, more often than not, I will ever submit to you, they are reacting off of half information, miscommunication, their own experience. Oh, I know what they did because it happened to me. And listen to me, my friends. I'm not saying your experience doesn't matter, because it does. And I'm not saying either that it shouldn't be a time that we should react in a righteous way. And that's the thing is, Jesus had a righteous anger. I don't think, and the Bible promotes righteous anger. But how many of us can say we really have righteous anger? Oh yeah, that's not right for them to do that. And we know it's not right. But we also have to look at ourselves. We also have to examine ourselves. We're simple by nature. We're simple by the fall of man. But you know what we like to do? And I just got the theory today, and I think this is so important. We like to compare ourselves to other people. That's why we get so upset. Oh, he shouldn't have did that. That's wrong. He's wicked because he's not like me. And listen, gentlemen, anytime we compare ourselves to other people, we might be good at one thing, and they might be good at other. But the true comparison is not compare ourselves to others. And see how well we match up with them. How well do I match up to God? That if we really understood that, I submit to you, there will be no racism. There will be no police brutality. There will be no injustice. Because, ladies and gentlemen, truth be told, for me, I believe the only true justice. Can somebody say Only true justice. Injustice. Only one can claim that. It's not me, not you. The only one can claim that is Jesus Christ. You might say, Reverend Daniel, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Injustice comes when somebody does wrong against somebody else and they don't get the proper punishment. Let's remember the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. Let's remember the gospel. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, did nothing wrong, was perfect from the cradle to the grave. Meanwhile, stand before a crowd that says, crucify him, crucify him. But Jesus accepted the mockery. He accepted the mystery. Because he knew that it wasn't about him. It was about doing the will of the Father. It was about you and me 2,000 years later. I'm dying on the cross for me, for you and me. So when we really think about injustice, yeah, I will submit to you that there is some injustice in the world. You know why? Because we're fallen. We're a fallen people. We're a fallen human race. We're a fallen creation. But the great thing about the gospel, Jesus says, you try to compare yourself to others? Well, the true comparison, and not how you match up with this person, one to another, it's how you match up to God. And God says, you can never match up to me. You'll never reach my level. But you know what? You never reach my level. But hallelujah, I can come down to yours. This is the gospel, ladies and gentlemen. God the creator steps in to his creation, has compassion for his creation, teaches his creation, heals his creation, but he says, I just don't want to heal you. That's good. And emotionally, I want to heal you spiritually. The creator came down not only to see about the creation, but to die for it. Let me say that again. The creator came down not only to see about the creation, but to die for it. And while the culture was saying, crucify him, crucify him, Jesus said nothing. Because the very people saying crucify him was the same very people he was willing to die for. Let's make one more move. Remember when Jesus was on the cross? He said a lot of things on the cross. But one of the significant and powerful things that he says Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. It's near me. When we look at the injustice of today, and I agree with you, there are some injustices that we need to change. But the only one that can cry truly injustice is the Son of the Living God. But he says, you know what? The Bible says, Jesus Christ endured the cross for the joy that was set before him. The Bible says, for him that knew no sin became sin for us. Jesus He never overreacted, but he had the perfect response to every situation. Follow Jesus, my friends. He is our ultimate example. Follow Jesus, my friends. He is our ultimate teacher. Follow Jesus, my friends. He is the ultimate blueprint. My sisters, my brothers, you cannot build a house without the blueprint. So don't follow the culture. Don't react to the culture. But be like Jesus. Let's be like the master. Let's be like the blueprint. And respond to the culture. You might say, Reverend Daniel, what are you talking about? I'm talking about following Jesus. Don't follow the popular opinion. Because the popular opinion, it might be popular today, but it might change tomorrow. Follow Jesus. I'm almost done. But there's another encounter with Jesus in the Bible. It's a story of the rich young ruler. And he comes to Jesus. He said, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus says, I call me good. Only God is good. He says, he gives him some instructions. And he says, I imagine the rich young ruler says, I've been keeping these commandments since my youth. One more y'all like. Jesus says, tell you what. Go sell all you have and follow me. And he could not follow Jesus because he was tied to his wealth. He was tied to the culture. And I submit to you, my friends, as long as you're tied to this world, whether you're black, white, Hispanic, you cannot follow Jesus. Follow Jesus, because it's right. Follow Jesus, because he'll save your soul. Follow Jesus, because he is the only one that can bring true justice to an unjust world. Amen. Amen, my friends. Well, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.